Greetings.
Hello.
We talk?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You prepared?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
First, I will say, and focus.
Excellent. Good to see you. It's been a long time.
Mm. By your counting or mine?
My counting.
Mm. Okay. I start by saying it is an honor being here.
Honor to have you.
Thank you. I endeavor to act with one appearing of age beyond rejuvenation. We talk, act as two together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pulling on vast experience of long time. I think wise to pontificate my thought processes on subjects to be answered afterwards. Thoughts being of understanding and growing, and the time of being great length to grow to reach objective of learning and comprehension of important and weighted matters. With great life and understanding comes certain knowledge of patience to a point. Patience being prepared to sit down and listen and think, and a little word, dwell upon processes of comprehension and patience. Patience being important to learn. It is necessary to wait questions before giving answers. When talking in a manner of generalities, it is important to be general. If specified, then problems occur in not answering questions. When given time to facilitate discussions, it is wise to weigh the answers and read all possible meaning, which brings into play generalities when speaking. So by talking in a general way on the topic and not deviating is important for the coming processes which you will be able to participate and act as a facilitator for this process. It is from great learning and time that I think and wait answers. In past, I have been accused of not being focused on matters. This is far from true. It is my processes of analyzing, thinking, weighing, speculating on possible replies that gives the appearance of not focus In fact, great focus is my problem, not lack thereof. So, when asking questions concerning botanical natures, I appear unfocused to outside, independent, unlearned observers. But answer now given on how interaction of your species to animal forms and plant forms is given. Plants go through cycles like you do, rhythmic cycles that are affected by your solar disk as you are. So plants track in their motions and always face towards your solar disk. This is part of their nature. Also, like you, you become less active as less of your solar disk is in your sky. And when it becomes of a lower ambient temperature, they, like you, again become less active until they reach point of dormancy. Dormancy comes in two phases. Normal cellular dormancy on minimal scale, the rising and falling of the solar disk, and on a larger annular cycle being the cycle of rotating away to your solar disk. Having studied over a great time, I have noticed that in your summer, you are further away from solar disk than in your winter. But this is affecting the end cycle as the axis of your planet is tilted further away at a more acute angle than during your warm seasons. This answer is a reply and a demonstration on answering a general question. The question that was asked was, how do plants go through their growth cycles? That is a general statement. General being lack of specification on what species of plant. Are we discussing trees, bushes, shrubs? Or are we discussing annual plants that live their cycle from 1 year only and then return in seed form? So my answer is also generalized. This is important for you with discussions, that if you ask a general question, you get a general answer, even if it is not thought of as a general answer. It is necessary when facilitating in a discussion that you specify exactly what the question is. For example, how do you feel? That is a general question with many answers and meanings. For example, Do you feel through the neurons within you, the nerves within your extremities, or do you feel as is stated on your planet with your mind, meaning your emotional status? Or how do you feel about something? How do you feel? That means many different things, and the answers can be many and varied. If you take a specified question, how do you feel through your fingers? That is a specified question. So it is important for these conferences and discussions to specify. Now, as I am stating, I am focused. I have always been lucid. Now, ask your questions.
All right. And that was quite informative, actually. I do have some questions on those. First off, with the conferences coming up, as you mentioned, questions such as how do you feel when asked in such a general way is, in other words, we ask it as if it means nothing. It's just something we say, throwing it out, let's say. How do you feel? And it's just a basic question. With the conferences, is it safer then to ask a more general or a more specific question?
It is best to start off with generalizing on questions. Later, it is better to specify exactly what the questions are. In my quick thinking, it is necessary to say, when you start off by generalizing, you will receive many different answers. This will tell you if the hosts are conscious or not conscious, or if they are letting the participants speak unfiltered. In analyzing possible questions in a hasty manner, I see how you will be able to determine if the hosts are aware of what is going on or not aware. This will be evidence from A, the quickness of the reply, and B, the construction of the sentences that will be replied. For example, how do you feel? I will wager that 80% will say, I feel well. That would tell me that they are either semi-conscious or conscious and are putting in their personalities. If the reply is, as I would expect from the Zetoi reticulars, please specify question more accurately, you will be aware that an analytic consciousness is involved. And in analyzing the question, even on a non deep processes of analyzing, you are aware that you are dealing with a different perspective and consciousness.
So in essence, there would be also a couple ways that you could, that this could be answered. It seems to be, as for example with you, a longer lifespan or a longer time lived brings out more patience, as opposed to someone like ourselves who have a shorter lifespan, we lack more of the patience. So perhaps a older age lived race might think a while before answering.
Yes.
Okay.
But that is just the start of a answer. A short word is never acceptable in giving a answer. There are no such things as a yes or a no answer if you think carefully. I have noticed and observed in your species that you are rapid in your replies and therefore do not analyze and do not speak either truthfully on your feelings, or you say things that you regret later. If I was to ask you a question, for example, did you do well at your place of earning? Your answer would be,
yes, indeed.
That is a short, quick thought answer that says nothing. So by watching, thinking, and analyzing your reply, you have a conversation that is informative and entertaining. Short answers, having lived to the age that I am, to me shows lack of, I am looking for a word that is not condescending. Lack of comprehension. Mm-hmm. Also, it shows a hurried nature, which at times can be appropriate, but in a relaxed environment is unnecessary. I have also, through many years of observation before I retired and watching certain individual areas on your planet, have observed that differences in speech and thought patterns and pride in abilities varies from location to location. I have noticed that countries connected with the Imperial Empire of Great Britain have the ability to hold intelligent, long discussions, yet countries that are either of French tend to be short and abrupt and not think things through. Areas that have been on their own or independent for a while seem to have the ability to answer without thinking and therefore decrease their fluidity in communication and blur languages. Next statement, please.
Okay. With the
United States being a ex-imperial Great Britain colony, are we in similar to them, or are we somewhere between the independent or the French and Great Britain?
I would say that it would be necessary for you to take a lesson in your country's history. Your area was never a part of the Imperial British Empire. To those that believe that it was, I will state simply and basically, when your colonies were part of the British Empire, it was not a empire. You understand? So that is part of the problem of understanding. It is important to have facts when you make questions. To answer your question, it is independent, and therefore there is a lot of, again, I hate to sound condescending, but it is something I have observed and listened to from your news medias, your entertainment medias, and general observations. Inane drivel is transmitted frequently in your discussions.
True.
I feel that that is a waste of communicative and intellectual abilities. It is sad and is beyond retrieval in the near future. I remember hearing a young gentleman say, "Me doth think he does complain too much." And that in itself is what I see from your area of the planet. Much is said, but nothing is intelligible.
Now, a lot of our ability to communicate is based, of course, on our third dimensional existence. With the addition of telepathy, is communication then becoming a more fluid form of discussion, or how does that compare?
Despite the popular thought processes happening, it increases the linguistic ability and the necessity to specify. As you project a thought processes, it is necessary to be specific and eloquent in how you communicate your words. If you communicate poorly on a physical and telepathy level, it leads to all kinds of misunderstanding and lacking in comprehension. It is important to specify exactly what you say. In specifying, it makes it easier to know exactly what is said. More youthful individuals transmit feelings and emotions, as well as statements. Generalized statements. This blurs the lines between eloquent communication and communicating on a normal level. Specifying exactly what is said is important.
Okay. So, with the key ingredients of these conferences all being based on a physical communication, then it's more important than ever to
specify exactly.
Right. Because you don't have things like telepathy and such to
assist that. Correct. It is important to, as I have stated, and something that I dislike to do, is repeat myself. But I will. It is important to weigh the answers and the questions. In understanding of these discussions, a misplaced word can slow down or reverse the conference processes. So it is important to specify exactly and to answer after weighing each question. In weighing the question, you can formulate a coherent and intelligent answer. Last question.
Okay.
Please.
What about plants, if I could? When the plants, as you mentioned, work, we were discussing animals last week on instinct. Are plants similar in their instinctual levels as far as they're relating to the world around them?
This I cannot give you a direct answer. A, due to the vagueness of the question, and also to my lack of knowing what was said last time that you communicated with us. I will state that I will dwell upon this and remind you that your time measurements are meaningless to me, as I do not measure in your mode of measuring. I measure time in cycles and processes of the plants that I take care of and communicate with. It is part of the understanding that in these processes, that if I give a statement that is quickly answered, I give inaccurate answers on these passions that I have.
I'll see if I can reword the question, to a more definitive one.
Okay. First, I will make a deal with you.
Okay.
If you ask a vaguely worded question, I will answer with one word. Specify.
All right. Fair deal.
Okay. Let us proceed. Reword the question in a way that is specified.
Okay. Last week, Alana and myself discussed the instinctual communications that animals have and their abilities to be able to the difference is how they communicate or think. Some think
and have an intellectual ability to understand the world around them. And some react strictly by an instinctual level that is merely based on their emotions or fears or happiness. With plants, I have always wondered about their ability to understand the world around them and whether or not they have a sense of their surroundings and are able to form a...
Specify. I will change the rule slightly. You are generalizing with tame plants.
Okay. Daisies. I like daisies.
Daisies are non-sentient and non-comprehensive.
Okay.
However, one of the reasons I am here on Hades Space is I think it is time that you know who I am related to. My great, 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 great grandniece is a student of another distant relative of mine on the base. My most favorite great, 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 great grandniece has my talent. My talent is, and this will answer your question as you try to process who they are, is I penetrate and slide under shields. No. Try again. My most favorite grandniece by 6 has done that to you many times. But plants, trees. Trees are my most favorite. No, you are close. Are my most favorite of all the fauna of your planet and my planet, because like myself, they dwell, they think, they feel. Of all the fauna, those are the most highly evolved. But it does not come in a sapling, a yearling, or a sentry. Your trees that you have near to your residence have long, long time to go before they get to that level of awareness. Having dwelled upon your area when you asked questions, the nearest that you come are the few groves of ancient trees and the ones on your recreational area that you indulge in. I believe the name you have given them is
Sorry, it eludes me.
Sequoias?
Not the ones in your recreational area.
Those ones.
Bristle cones. Very ancient and learned, but seldom communicate in a intelligible way. They are not sentient, but they have vast knowledge if you know how to listen to them. Now, with my ability and great experience, I was able to probe both you and the friend that you had with you. We will save that for a time when I have not pontificated on such a level. Now, who is my great, I will not repeat that as right. That for you, grandniece?
Tia.
I do not have pointed ears.
Oh, I thought Kiri and you said no. Laika?
No. But when you said Kiri, you had part of the statement. She has a student.
Oh. You mean Miranda?
Not so...
Yeah. It'd be... Is it not Leah?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. And who is my most favorite great
grandniece?
Correct. Who is she that has my ability?
Well, I thought it was funny.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get that right. Oh, because that's one where I thought of, and you said, no, but you're close.
You did not specify her name. Bunny is her nickname.
Huna.
Correct.
Ah, I thought it said.
Again. Huna is her stage name.
Oh.
Huna is acceptable.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Greetings, Baron.
Ah! Was ist das? He does, I find humorous his reference to juvenile of great age, yeah?
Yeah.
When I, that age, I will be dust.
I'm that age, I'll be another lifetime.
When you that age, you'll be thus also different other body.
Different other body, at least different other body.
Yes, as I had fun poked at me in morning, different other fellow. Don't you know, old chap? Okay, I'm not speaking much as... can man and myself act as double team, yeah?
Ah, good. Okay.
Okay.
Works for me.
So I will be putting on next person and discussing thought processes concerning probing, yeah?
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Greetings, Russ.
Greetings,
I am on briefly, as you are aware, Madam Ambassador is discussing something with the man with the cane. I mean, he's not big on nicknames, but he has taken a liking to his nickname.
Oh, okay. Well, that works.
It makes it easier for us to communicate with him.
I imagine his name is really unpronounceable for me.
Yes.
I thought so. Excellent.
It would be appropriate to either address him as Sir or Mister.
Okay. I ask how you feel, but I won't.
Please specify the question.
Would you care for some orange juice? We have some fresh orange juice we bought.
Not at this time.
Okay.
Right. Not at this time. You remember the rule.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes. Okay. Otherwise, I will be forced to do 20 press-ups.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, first of all, let us go over what the man with the can said. There isn't much that I can fault him on. He does have a different outlook on plant life. I thought that it would be appropriate to bring him in as his ability that was never discussed. If you remember, it was alluded to vaguely. Is useful in research. Now, I'm going to quickly mention I suppose I might as well use the jargon of the day. And it is something that, again, Madam Ambassador and myself have been working on.
No problem.
Attention deficit disorder. Have you ever dealt with it before?
Never heard of it before.
Okay, it is a person of limited attention span. Now, having received reports that I requested on it, I have noticed two distinct classes. There are those that suffer that have been classified as attention deficit disorder. Let me rephrase that. Three categories that are not. The second group is the attention deficit disorder, which means that you have a limited attention span on things and will chop and change from topic to topic. Now, the second group comprises, let us say, break them into three groups. 80% of people diagnosed with it do not have it. 18% fall into group two that do have it. And they are highly, highly intelligent. 2% have it and are of low intelligence or medium to low intelligence. At the moment, I am aware of two individuals that you have come in contact that fall into both categories. A common problem and a noticeable one on the 18% is that they would talk rapidly and fast and jump from topic to topic very rapidly. They will retain all of that information. The second group will jump from topic to topic, retain nothing, and repeat themselves, jumping in a circular motion from topic to topic. You have a question before I proceed.
What's the third group?
The third group is the 2%.
Oh, that's 2%.
Yes. The 80% is those that are misdiagnosed.
Okay, so the first group is basically just a short attention span.
Yes.
All right. The other one is just highly intelligent. But they
no, the opposite way around.
Oh, very low intelligence. And
medium to low.
Medium to low. They jump around topic to topic. That's the 2%.
That's correct.
And there's the 18% who are highly intelligent.
Correct.
And jump back to back.
and that they retain all the information that they learned and track the conversation. Now, if you look at the 18% and what they do when they jump from topic to topic, getting snippets of information and tracking it, that takes a lot of thought processes, does it not? Which goes with they're highly intelligent.
Well, it said that the brain can only hold one of the seven things in its mind at once.
Most will.
Right, so these people are probably like twice that.
Correct.
I see. So that'd be like maybe an Einstein or a Tesla
kind
of deal.
Yes. There is a young lady that has not been in a channeling session for a long time that has that. No.
Long time.
After Bethany.
After Bethany.
No, she is on. Correct. Which explains why you have your frustration with her is because of her bouncy from topic to topic way of going. If you were to ask her about a discussion that you had the last time that you met, she will remember it. She is highly intelligent.
So that's the second one.
Correct. It
falls into the category of attention disorder.
Correct.
I see. Okay. I got the first one already.
Okay. Now, the third one is the one that involves a lot of work, a lot of patience, a lot of coaching, and repetitive statements. There's not much that can be done to help them apart from look upon them with compassion and understanding and let them do and live in their work. There is medical